Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Hidden Sakuga Podcast.
So if you haven't caught it already, yes, I am using a random transition every time I make an episode just to find something cool. So if you have one that you'd like to submit, I will 100% use it right after this little intro bit. Anyways, my name is Jacob Taliani. I'm the founder of Hidden Sakuga, and I'll be your host here on the Hidden Sakuga Podcast. We talk a little bit about anime. We talk a little bit about the industry. We talk a little bit about what it's like running Hidden Sakuga and all that fun stuff. And today I actually wanted to talk a little bit about the sadness that's impending right now. So if you're not aware already, Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan, and ReZero are all finishing up basically at the same time. Now, don't hate me for this, okay? But I haven't actually caught up today with Attack on Titan. And it's funny because I really like it. I just, for some reason, haven't kept up with it. I don't know why. I started watching it, and I think I actually started watching Jujutsu Kaisen at the same time. And then for some reason, Jujutsu Kaisen just kind of took the cake for me. But I mean, I guess now that it's ending and everyone's talking about it, and the internet's going to be full of spoilers, I probably should watch it, because from what I understand, it is awesome. And of course, I'm pretty sure they love breaking people's hearts at the studio. And so I'll definitely have to check it out then. Yeah, I mean, granted, I've watched up to about halfway through season 3, and I'll obviously, no spoilers, but I have to say I'm impressed with the writing style. I think a lot of it takes really unexpected turns that I did not see, and I can understand why people call it a masterpiece as far as shows go. Granted, I think the animation style kind of caught me off guard at first, because I don't know, I'm not really used to having pretty detailed faces. I think that's kind of what threw me off initially. And actually, if you want to hear a funny story, I remember seeing the first season of Attack on Titan at around the same time. I think I was fairly new to anime still. I think I had already watched most of Naruto. And then I remember seeing the first season of Attack on Titan on Netflix, and I fired it up. And that first episode, I was watching it and I was like, oh, this is a little too intense for me right now. And then I turned it off. It's kind of like Supernatural. The first episode of Supernatural freaked me out so much I didn't even watch the rest of it. That was back when I was like, I think 15 or 14, something like that. Or maybe it was older. I don't even remember. I still have to watch that at some point. I hear it's really good. Anyways, yeah, I think I'm going to catch up with Attack on Titan. But the other really sad news is like, the two shows that I've been so invested in, which is Jujutsu Kaisen and ReZero, are both ending this week. In fact, actually, right before recording this episode, I just finished watching the last episode of ReZero. And it's cool. It's long. It's like a 30-minute episode. And I have to say, like, I'm actually pretty impressed with how well they handled the season 2. I feel like season 2s are usually kind of tricky for most shows, because depending on, you know, where your source material is and that kind of stuff, it can be really tough. And I think for anime, it's a little bit different, because generally you're pumping out like a bazillion episodes, right? Or at least it seems like that. But recently, it seems like we're getting a lot more shows that are around, you know, 60 episodes-ish total. And it seems like they're doing a lot more of a focus on just making them good story-packed episodes, instead of like the older big three where, you know, they ran on for a really, really, really long time and, you know, 40% of it was filler. I'm not looking at Naruto, but I'm just saying, actually more specifically Boruto, which I would like to say I'm very sad about. I know a lot of people say it's going to get better, and I'm just waiting for it to get better. I've been waiting for it to get better for like the past, I don't know, probably a year. Now, granted, I haven't read the manga. I hear the manga is actually really good. Maybe I'll check it out at some point. And there are some really sick fight scenes, but I can't quite get behind it. I will say though, the ending for ReZero, kind of circling back to that really quick, was really good. I think they tied off everything in a way that still kept kind of like this ominous presence going, but at the same time left you satisfied with Subaru's journey so far. And I have to say, I think ReZero was one of the most impactful animes I think I had watched. Excuse me. As far as most like character development. I'm so impressed with how they're bringing everything about, and they turn a something that seems like it'd be a superpower into a curse and then back into a superpower. It's like the coolest thing ever. And it really gets you thinking, especially I think for your typical weeb who's now I say weeb not as an offense, that's just what I call anyone that likes anime, and myself included. But now I say like the typical weeb is generally kind of like Subaru, honestly. Like when they, especially when they start explaining his backstory a little bit more later on in the first season, it's really interesting to watch, and I think very specifically relates to a lot of the fears that the general fan has. And I think in general people have a lot of the same fears, but for some reason it's a little bit more prevalent in the community. And so I think they did a good job bringing out that horror aspect in a way that actually connects with the audience. And besides that, I just think the whole show is great. If you haven't watched it yet, you totally should. There's actually a surprising amount of people that still haven't watched it yet, and it's been out for, let me look this up, how long has ReZero been out for? Because it's been out for a long time. Let's see, how long has ReZero, oh, I typed that wrong. Let's see. Back in 2016. So it's been 5 years. All right. If you haven't seen it yet, you totally should. I'm not going to spoil anything, because even in the first, like even talking about the first episode, I would say is fairly spoiler-y. But there's a lot of really, I think the storytelling here is also A1. Like if you think Attack on Titan's really good, I'd say ReZero is up there on writing skill. It's got a whole bunch of foreshadowing, which is really, really good. Interesting topics that it talks about. And generally, like if you are used to seeing like your stereotypical isekai, and I think I'll always tie it back to Sword Art Online, because I think that's one that everyone has watched at some point in their, you know, anime journey, especially newer anime fans I've seen. Which, side note, it's kind of surprising how many people are like diehard Sword Art Online fans. And I get it, like it was really cool and I liked the first one, but people are ranking it in like their top four or top three, and I don't quite understand that, if I'm being totally honest. But yeah, if you're used to seeing those more stereotypical isekai where person's teleported to another world, they're just super overpowered and they just, you know, win at everything, then I think you'll be in for a good surprise. Actually, speaking of good isekai, just another random side note, Konosuba will forever be one of my all-time favorite shows. Like I think that was the first like anti-isekai that I ever watched, and it is freaking hilarious. It's a little on the crude side as far as the jokes go, but it's a comedy, so you know, kind of expecting it. But they play off all the tropes that you'd normally see in an isekai, and if you haven't already watched, I'm sure you've seen clips of it like everywhere, because it's freaking hilarious. And you've probably seen the main character, some of the main characters too. It's awesome. And it's actually wait, come to think of it, both of the main characters in Konosuba and in ReZero, they both wear tracksuits. Is it just like a thing for isekai protagonists to wear tracksuits? Am I just not realizing this? This is an honest realization. I didn't even think of this before. I think so, actually. Okay, because you think about Sword Art Online. Kirito looks like he's wearing a tracksuit, if I'm being totally honest. Let me look up a picture of him really quick. Maybe when I actually make video for this too, I'll be able to put up some pictures. So that way you guys can kind of see what I'm looking at. No, actually, Kirito looks pretty cool. Not gonna lie. He doesn't look like he's wearing a tracksuit. But let's look up Konosuba. At Kazuma. Let's see. No, he's got a cape. But if I remember right, he came to whatever world he was in the tracksuit. And then, like, as time went on, he, like, actually got gear and stuff. Yeah, no, it looks like he did. And then same thing with Subaru. That's right. Same thing with Subaru. But he decided to actually keep his tracksuit. Anyway, yeah, random side note. Maybe that's why he is wearing one. I don't understand why people wear tracksuits still, if I'm being totally honest. I see them when I'm shopping for gym clothes. And I'm pretty sure only like 80-year-old Russian guys wear tracksuits. Like, when else are you going to see one besides in Europe? Anyway, side tangent. The thing I really want to talk about today, though, was the last episode of Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't think I've ever geeked out to an episode like that in a long time. Like, I think last time I got that hype during an episode was probably during some of the some episodes in Shippuden and Naruto. And I'd say that was due mainly to the fact that I'd never watched anything like it before. But even now, you know, so many years later, having seen a bunch of them and watching that last episode, so satisfying, so satisfying. I think the last time I'd felt a more recent show that I'd watched was probably Demon Slayer. Obviously, I think it's episode 26, the one that, you know, everyone talks about. I think besides that episode and a handful of episodes in Naruto, I've never like felt seriously like super impressed, not only by the story, but just by like everything. Now that's actually a perfect example of Sakuga. So Sakuga basically means really good animation, if we had to put it simply, or just like make a particularly beautiful scene in anime. So that's a perfect example of Sakuga. And that's actually part of the reason why we called Hidden Sakuga, because I genuinely believe that there's a lot of really good hidden talent out there that if it was nurtured a little bit more, in this case, financially, that they are financially and, you know, given a little bit more exposure, that those talent would develop into amazing artists and tell us, you know, some great stories and that kind of stuff. Basically trying to find the hidden beauty in the world of anime. Anyway, side tangent. I think that last episode was freaking awesome. Like, if you haven't seen it yet, you totally need to watch it. Are you kidding me? Like, if you haven't been keeping up with Jujutsu Kaisen, that's like the one thing that I'm actually kind of surprised about. Like, how many people haven't seen it? Because for one, the fandom is absolutely freaking hilarious. I love it. It's just like the goofiest people in the world, even though apparently the next season is going to be super depressing. That's what they say. And honestly, it wouldn't surprise me, because someone pointed it out, and I totally agree with it, is that they really ramp up all these characters to be a potential main character. Like, Itadori is awesome. I love him, and I love all the other characters. But honestly, one of them could die off, and they could probably push the show still after that. Now, I can't imagine why it would be super, super depressing. And I'm guessing it probably is because someone dies off. That's generally why someone calls a next season depressing. But at the same time, like, I guess you never really know. You never really know when it comes to anime, because I feel like there's plenty of shows that I've watched where, you know, the main character seems like he's the main character. Then he or she dies off super fast, or, you know, like halfway through it. And yeah, like you're kind of shocked and you don't really know what to do. And then, you know, it goes on. Actually, you know, it's a really good example of that, if you haven't seen it already, is Doctor Who. I know it's kind of an older show now, I think. But I remember when I was a kid, I would watch it at around the 9th, 10th, and 11th Doctor, I think is the era that I was watching it from. And the really unique thing about that show is they kill off the main character. It's basically guaranteed that he's going to die at some point, and you're just kind of waiting for it to happen. Because the idea is, this guy, this isn't a spoiler, this is just the way the show works. The idea is that the main character, the doctor, he is like this time traveler, and he's got this little band of people with him, and, you know, does all the fun adventure stuff. But it's guaranteed that at some point he'll die. And when he dies, he actually reincarnates into another another person. He'll retain his memories and stuff like that, but his personality and everything is very much different than what before. I remember switching from the 10th to the 11th Doctor, and I was like freaking out a little bit because I loved the 10th Doctor, and his death was like super sad. Because the thing is like you like really grow to love the character, right? Then they die, and then you're like, well, fine. And so now there's a new main character basically in the same show, same universe, same everything. And at first you really hate them, and then you know they kind of grow on you. So I'm thinking if I had to guess, it could do something kind of like that where they kill off a main character. But I think I'm just going to stick to anime only. I know the manga is pretty far ahead from what I understand, but I love seeing what MAPPA is doing with the anime right now. I think it's probably one of the most well-adapted animes that I've seen so far as like giving it its due credit in the actual show itself. Like, I can't emphasize how good the last fight scene was in the most recent episode. Like, it literally looks like an AMV. And if you haven't seen it yet, highly, highly recommend you to catch up. It's only 26 episodes. It's really not that long, honestly. And it's freaking hilarious. Like, you go through it. And if you've ever watched, like, it's cool because it's pretty beginner friendly. But if you've also seen a lot more of the traditional stuff, they throw in references to all sorts of other anime in there. And it's freaking awesome. And I remember thinking initially, I was like, oh, this is just going to be like a Naruto ripoff, right? As it was leading up like that, you know, you've got the super goofy main character, and then you've got like the more quiet side main character. And then like the super, I wouldn't say annoying, but just like the token female character on the trio team with a really cool sensei. And, you know, they use karate magic, however you want to call it, right? Honestly, if I'm being honest, I still have no idea how the magic system works in Jujutsu Kaisen. I know that curses are like manifestations of bad spirits, and then there's like bad emotions, I guess is a better way to say it. And domain expansion is I don't really totally understand that, if I'm being honest. Like, if I can explain this correctly, I think it's they open up like their own little reality, right? It's like, I know it's a really hard technique. A lot of people don't usually get it or get to use it, but it's a way that they can like land all their attacks. Is that right? Something like that. Doesn't quite make sense to me. I'm hoping that it will make sense more as time goes on. All I know is that's dope, and that, I would totally simp for Gojo too, if I'm not lying. Like, I don't know why. Gojo is literally probably one of my all-time favorite characters now. And I think all the characters on the show are so well written. And granted, like, I'm a huge Naruto fan, right? But I would say, and respect to Naruto, it'll always be one of my favorites. But I have to say, like, this show is probably going to end up being, like, on my top three. Because I'd say right now it's maybe, actually, it might be number three, come to think of it. Or maybe four. Because I would say Naruto would probably be around number one. Just, I feel like I have to give a lot of credit to it. It's my first show. Still something that I really enjoy. I would say Demon Slayer might be up there too, just because I loved the main character. I like Tanjiro a lot. Even though the story itself can be a little bit repetitive, I like the idea of a main character who, it might seem kind of strange, but I like the idea that he's got like the calluses on his hand still. I know that's a weird little tidbit to point out, but I think generally in shonen, now granted, I know it's made for, you know, teenagers mostly, and that's okay, but I feel like they don't usually show the struggle of the main character a whole lot. So I really appreciate that about Demon Slayer. And plus, it's cool concept, really well animated, that kind of stuff. What would be my number three, though? It might be something like Death Note, because I loved Death Note. That's the only one I've watched twice. And granted, it's like the edgiest atmosphere in the world. I remember very vividly seeing kids in my like junior high, high school wearing Death Note merch. And I would always think like, oh, those are the weird kids, right? Then I watch it and I'm like, oh shoot, this is like insane. Actually, I remember watching it on the way back from a California trip. I live in Arizona, and California is about six-ish hours away. So San Diego, which is usually where we go. And I remember very vividly watching it almost the whole way up there and the whole way back. Like, that's how good it was. And I was just like so invested. And even when I went back to rewatch it, it was still awesome. Now, I know some people think that the ending was rough, and I would agree. I think the first run through, I stopped, partway through, the part that everyone understands that. And then the second time, I watched it all the way through. And I would say, like, I definitely wasn't as invested on the last bit of it, but I still think it ended fairly well. I love the symbolism. I think it's super cool. All around an amazing show. If they had done like a little touch-up, like a reanimation of it, I would be so happy. I would watch it again. So I'd definitely say that's up there. Maybe I put Death Note past Demon Slayer, probably. Jujutsu Kaisen, I think, is definitely vying for that third place, though. I have not interacted with the fandom or just had so much fun watching it and talking to other people that have watched it as much as Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, I don't think I can hype this up enough. And not to mention, Gojo is basically the Henry Cavill of anime right now. Like, literally everyone sims for him. Like, it's not even funny. And it totally makes sense too. And there's a lot of surprising simping, actually. And I'm getting all this from TikTok, if I'm being honest. Let me make sure I was okay. I have a confession to make. I don't remember character names as much as I probably should. Like, I feel like, especially on like those lighter anime, you know, you'll remember their name for like the only time you really watch it, and then that's about it. So where is his? Where is his name? Let's see. I'm looking for the guy with glasses right now. And these pictures aren't loading. Yeah, Nanami. That's what I thought his name was. I just want to make sure I got it right. There is a lot of people that sim for Nanami, and I really don't understand why. Like, he's cool, but yeah, for some reason, there's a lot of people. Itadori is probably my favorite, not gonna lie. Like, he's just freaking hilarious and just funny. But I think Fushiguro, if I remember right. Kukisaki. Man, reading the names and actually hearing them is very different. I did not realize that. Believe it or not. They're literally like, I guess, Megumi and Nobaro. Oh, wait, I'm stupid. I'm reading these wrong. Okay, let's just forget I said any of that. Anyway, the three main characters, I love them. I think they have a lot of cool depth to them. And yeah, if you haven't watched it, you totally should. I really want to talk more about it, if you can't tell. But I also don't want to spoil anything, because just watch the intro a handful of times. And then once you get probably, I think it's 6 or 7 episodes in, you know, the intro changes. And it's freaking hilarious. And that's basically the whole point. Like, that's my whole experience with Jujutsu Kaisen. When what I feel like will end up happening is you'll get a lot of that, like, oh, cool, they're going to be a great new character. And then, oh, never mind, you know. And I hope that's vague enough that nothing really stands out too much. Anyway, Toto is still one of my favorite characters. I don't care what you say. And I think I'm going to wrap that up for today's episode. I know we kind of hopped around a little bit, but there was like a lot of really cool stuff that happened in the anime world. It's going to be sad to have to wait for a while before they release any more new content. But I do hear that Jujutsu Kaisen is getting a movie, if you haven't heard that already. And ReZero, of course, I don't know when they're picking up with the next season, but I can't wait for it. The story is awesome. I hear that you have to watch it a couple times to really get an appreciation of the whole story. So I might watch the first season again. If you're watching it too, let me know. We could watch it together. It'd be so fun. And I don't really know what I'm going to watch in the meantime. I guess I could watch Attack on Titan. And I guess there's One Piece. But that might just stay on my to watch list. Oh, one last thing before I forget. I think I'll mention it tomorrow too, since this is like at the very end of the episode. I have gotten like way into cryptocurrency as like a hobby, right? And I found out that I can set up a cryptocurrency payment on the site. So I'm going to try and tinker with that a little bit more. And Hinsakugo might be taking crypto payments now, just for, you know, the handful of you out there that are like into it and that are probably going to be getting into it fairly soon. I won't preach about it too much. It's a really cool concept. There's a book I'd recommend called Digital Gold that explains it fairly well. And I think it really shows you that it's a good test of time type of thing. Like, it's been through quite a bit already and it's still standing. So I don't think it's going to disappear anytime soon. Anyway, we'll cover that. We'll call it the day right now. We'll call it this. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow or sometime later this week. See you later. Have a good rest of your day. Peace.